You're listening to the WHO podcast, and my name is Veronica Rima. 2 million people have been displaced by the conflict in northwest Pakistan, putting the region's health services under siege. In this episode, we report on how WHO and its partners in Pakistan are facing the challenge. Around 2 million people have been displaced by the conflict in northwest Pakistan, putting the region's health services under enormous strain. Dr. Eric LaRoche, Assistant Director General for WHO's Health Action in Crises, reports to us from Pakistan.
In early May, renewed conflict in the Swat Valley forced thousands of families to flee their homes. This has put incredible strength on the people themselves, the community they escaped to, the health sector they support them, and the humanitarian community trying to fill the gaps. There's a lack of health workers and, importantly, a lack of funding.
An intense emergency health response is being carried out to protect the health of hundreds of thousands of people. 90% of these displaced people are living outside camps set up for them. They are being sheltered by families, friends, even complete strangers. Dr. Saeed Ghufran, head of the Chaknoda Basic Health Unit in the Swabi district, describes the health problems of the displaced persons.
They are coming with the complaint of the gastroenteritis, diarrhea, dysentery, and the other problem, the psychic problem, anxiety, depression, pyrexia, malaria, and the other things, acute LRTI. Children are coming with the ARI, respiratory tract infection.
WHO is leading the health response to the humanitarian crisis, bringing together all NGOs and UN agencies providing healthcare services. WHO has delivered supplies for close to 800,000 people and has set up early warning systems in camps and communities to detect disease outbreaks. WHO is also streamlining the delivery of life-saving supplies throughout northwest Pakistan. Dr. Khalif Bile, WHO representative to Pakistan, elaborates.
We need to address the needs of the persons with disability so that they are not left out by the healthcare services. We need to address the psychosocial and mental health needs of this traumatized population. We have to also look on how the geographical distribution of healthcare services by the different partners is being carried out. So we are more or less coordination role. We have a substantive technical role to make sure that the overall service package is indeed comprehensive and addresses the needs of the population.
But much more is needed. The monsoon season is expected to start later this month, and heavy rains could increase the misery for the displaced. Insecurity complicates efforts of the displaced people to return home. About 60% of health facilities have been damaged in the conflict and must be rebuilt. Dr. Bile emphasizes that long-term rehabilitation should be the priority.
When these communities go back to their own areas of origin, the health infrastructure, the human resource availability will pose serious challenges to the delivery of essential life-saving care. The government of Pakistan and the international community will therefore require to put their acts together and, build up a health system rehabilitation process that will not be limited only on the delivery of imminent care, but also on the medium-term and long-term rehabilitation of the facilities and the human resource development, especially with regard to female workers.
A shortage of health staff, particularly women, means that women will be vulnerable in this culturally sensitive region. Dr. Amna Balouche, doctor with the International Medical Corps in Yar Hussein Camp in Swabi District, explains why having women doctors is so important.
The women over here, our tradition doesn't allow them to talk to males and discuss their personal issues with them and medical problems or stuff like that. So they are like, they want a female doctor so that they can correlate to them and discuss their problems, their medical issues, their social issues, economic issues, all of those sort of things. Women to women talk, they want that. And because of that, they're reluctant to see a male doctor.
Despite the challenges, Dr. Bile sees an opportunity in the situation.
An adversity that can be transformed into an opportunity, because a large number of the population displaced from the Malakand division are people who have had little access to healthcare services. This opportunity will provide the building of a behavior transformation where the preventive care services, the need for essential care, and the demand for care is being built as part of the behaviors of the society.
If you would like to find out more about Pakistan's humanitarian crisis and other health emergencies, there are links to related information on the transcript page of this podcast episode. Look for the link to the podcast on the homepage of our website at www.who.int. That's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments on our podcast or have any suggestions for future health topics, do drop us a line. Our email address is podcast@who.int. For the World Health Organization, this is Veronica Riemer in Geneva.